If you want to reach out to us on Facebook, you've got both the presence of myself and my wife that way. We would love to be able to do so. And if we can help, that's always what we want to do as servants of God Almighty. We're thankful, appreciate those that have taken the time to listen to. Pray God you've been benefited by the effort on this morning. We'll continue to be in prayer for you as it relates to the week coming, and things be well for you. And we look forward, Lord willing, to having the opportunity to come together at the next appointed time. Thankful to the Fist Boulevard Church of Christ, and they're sponsoring this radio broadcast. Until the next time, it's yours truly, Randy Cole Sims Sr. God bless and keep is always my prayer.
Side without love, there would be no blue skies without love. We're all just wasting time. Love's the key to eternal life.
Love's our first love,
and it's kind to all.
All the time, it never fails.
Helping others
ever since a long. Love always bears and
without love, everything would fall.
Without love, 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 without love,
without love, there's no need to prophesy. We're all just wasting time. Love's the key to eternal life.
Love is the greatest
gift that
God has given us. It never leaves.
Love is stronger
than anything
I can have faith.
I can have faith.
Mountain. But it means nothing without love.
Love is the greatest.
You are now tuned to the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. It's Sunday morning on radio station WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM. Thank you for being a part of us on this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Your host for the morning is Sister Laura Mann, co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Call a friend, call a neighbor. Tell them the Space Coast Gospel Hour is on. Playing the best gospel on this side of heaven. Stay tuned for more and more gospel and be blessed. Be whatever the problem is, He's got it all in control.
Shelly. Shelly, I better leave it alone.
He holds the stars in the sky. Yes. He holds the land back from the sea.
Thank you for this day that you have made. This is a new day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are and for what you have done for us. We are living in a mean and evil world. They are taking prayer out of schools. They are trying to pull down the Ten Commandments. But I do know that prayer changes things. Prayer is the key to the kingdom. It's faith that unlocks the door. There's someone that's listening to me right now that are going through some hardships. There are many people who are losing their jobs, they're losing their home. Children are going astray. Children want to obey. But I'm here to tell you that prayer will change things. It has been said that little prayer, little power, much prayer, much power. Our Father God, I come to you today in this studio, thanking you for the opportunity to be able to stand. Thanking you for the opportunity to pray today. Father, we know that I can't do anything without you. I ask that you look on the ones that don't have a roof over their heads. There are many people that don't have food on their table. But Father, we know that you can do anything that you desire to do because we know that you are sovereign. You are sovereign, God, and you are merciful, God. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you. We thank you for what and who you are. Father, we thank you for the family unit. We thank you for the husband and the wife. We thank you for mama and dad. We thank you for sisters and brothers. Father, in the name of Jesus, We ask you to touch anyone who is sick at this moment, someone who have a burden in their mind, someone who feels as though all hope is gone. We know that you have all power in your hand. God Almighty Jesus, you said in your word, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach your gospel. Preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank God.
The Lord hadn't awoke you this morning. It wasn't an alarm clock. It was the Lord. Think about it. Pastor Gladys and Mother Rose Wiggin stopping by your house early this morning, because if he hadn't awoke us, what would we be?
You know what?
Brother Douglas Brothers and Sister Mother Lee Otis Brothers. Brother LaSalle Williams, Sister Evelyn Williams. Brother Johnny Hubbard, Sister Lorraine Hubbard, Sister Clifford May Hubbard. Sister Audrey Johnson, Sister Veronica Jenkins, Sister Betty Payne. Now,
last night, I had a hard time sleeping.
Brother Reggie Robertson and Brother Hall and Mayor Man goes out for you too. If you hadn't awoke us
to another day, I'm glad that the Lord Jesus.
Oh, we're talking about Jesus now.
Jesus, oh, didn't let me sleep too long. The alarm clock.
Reverend Clarence Whipper Sr. goes out for you this morning, and the Clarence Whipper Jr., Sally Whipper, and all the Whipper family, if the Lord hadn't awoke.
And stood by my bedside. Jesus told me. Oh, give over time, just a little while longer. Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody.
Jesus woke me up right and early this morning. Nobody but Jesus.
Nobody,
nobody but Jesus.
Nobody.
I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave.
Brother Walter Davis Jr. Brother Jesse Hanks.
All is stuck for me. Tears began streaming down my face. When I thought about
Jesus,
all is stuck for me. When the preacher called my name, let me tell you what I did. I jumped to my feet. Let me testify.
go back down home and sing some of mama old songs. Listen. Down through the years, the Lord has been good to me. Yeah,
down through the years,
the Lord.
Somebody just need to be a witness this morning, because down through the years, he's been good to you, and he's continue.
I'm going to praise his name.
Brother Easter Butner and Brother Will Washington.
I'm sure enough going to praise. That's a song my mama used to sing. She would say, he's been good. Show. Y'all help me say it again.
Goes out for Sister Sylvia Dupree and Mother Rose Wigan. Once again, we thank you, and goes out for yours truly and Sister Becky Mitchell. Down through the years, he's been good to me.
Down through the Lord has been a good, so good to me. Yeah.
Goes out for Pastor Odell Watson and First Lady Mother Leteria Watson, Mount Moriah AME Church, Reverend George Meyer, and once again, Reverend Clarence Whipper Sr. Go up for the all said name, Mount Moriah AME Church, down through the years.
Oh, he's been good.
Go up for Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church and all your ministerial staff. He's been good. Pastor Loretta Bosby, Awesome God Press Center, and all your church family and ministerial staff, all have been good to you.
When I think about where he brought me from.
Go out for Pastor Addison Mitchell, First Lady Barbara Mitchell, and Arkham Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, all have been good to us down through the years.
Come on, y'all, been good.
Been good.
Woo! Really been good.
Been good.
Yeah, yeah.
Mother Adam A. Price.
Really been good. Yeah, been good. Yeah.
Our brother Charles Harris.
Sure enough, he's been good to me. I don't know about you, but when I look back over my life, see where the Lord has brought me from. Y'all help me sing it. Oh! Well, it's been good. Sure not good. Yeah.
Said I prayed and I prayed until I found the Lord.
Bring your word about my sponsors at this time. I'm sorry it didn't get through to for the young family, but the down through the years also went out for the young family. Bring your word about my sponsors, brought to you in parts by Crest Cleaners and Laundry, Family owned and operated since 1960. Well quality and service still count. That's Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Yes, they have several locations to serve you better. Chattersville, Merritt Island, Cocoa, Rockbay, Polk St. John, VL, Suntree, and North Melvin. Now, they have locations in all of the cities that I call. And they can take care of that dry cleaning, laundry, alteration, drapers, suede, leather. Take care of the wedding gown if that's your heart desire. Now, that's Crest Cleaners and Laundry. Yes, one day service in by 10 a.m., out by 5 p.m. Now, you want them in the same day, take them early, you get them back. And they do have seamstresses on hand to take care of whatever the problem is. You know, sometimes we have a problem like hem lining and zipper replacement. Well, they can take care of it. And they are open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. On your way in, on your way out, they are open. And they are also open on Saturday. Take care of whatever need. That's Crest Cleaners. Now, if you need to pick it up, then pick it up on Friday. They are available on Saturday morning. Check them out. Let them be the provider. It is also brought to you in parts by Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Owned and operated by Brother Freddie Randalls. His son Jason is there with him. And you know what? They got it together. Located at 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. Yes, you're looking for, you know, a different car. Well, you may not be looking for one. You might want one that you have. You want to take care of it. They can do it. They can change the paint job, and they can do it. Now, stop in. Let them take care of it. 416 Roosevelt Avenue, Merritt Island. They got it together. That's Freddy's Custom Paint and Body Shop. Now, he also have houses for rent, houses for sale. Look around. Check him out. You'll be surprised because they got it together along with his son, Jason. Going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest. Now, we are on tomorrow, we are celebrating. We're just going to play a little something this morning that I know you are enjoying right now.
But one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah.
Now, right now, I'm just going to give you the procession of Together We Win with Love and Humanity, sponsored by the Centre Vivard Ministerial Coalition. The memorial service will be at St. Oxidot Primitive Baptist Church. That's on today now. That's January the 14th, 2018 at 6 p.m. That's the Centre Vivard Ministerial Coalition. That they will take place at St. Oxidot Primitive Baptist Church, 715 South Fifth Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. Now, Reverend David E. Bryant Sr. will be the speaker for this occasion. Together We Win with Love and Humanity. Now, on tomorrow, the Peace March, Martin Luther King Jr. Night, will be on Monday, January the 15th, 2018, at 2 p.m. Now, the guest speaker will be none other than Mrs. Samuel Brown Martin, the Rockledge Councilman 1, Seat 3. That's who will be the speaker. Now, if you haven't heard her or you'd like to hear, this is your chance. And we will start marching. This is a peace march. March apart from Provost Park at 2 p.m. And we'll conclude at the Cocoa Riverfront Park and Amphitheater. Now, this will take place on tomorrow. And don't forget tonight now. We are going to start on tonight the Memorial Worship Service. The Centre Vivard Ministerial Coalition is in charge. Together, we win with love for Humanity. Now, we're looking to see you there. Well, if you can't march, just go down and hear it. But if you can, they would like to see you marching. You know, this is a freedom march, and we just like that. Just let you hear a little bit of this now.
We will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California.
At this time, I'm going to bring you one of my sponsors, none other than the Stones Funeral Home. The home that Richard built with you in heart and you in mind, established since 1923, still in business. Sister Jan Stone, licensed funeral director. Now, family business. Celebrate, delicate in serving other families in their time of sorrow, whose real and deep concern goes beyond professional. Satisfaction comes from knowing and doing all that can be done at a difficult time and doing it better than most. Now, that's the Stones Funeral Home. They have a service to suit the purse of the humble as well as the rich. All the extension of class and wealth are forgotten. Every service is conducted with the same quality, dignity, understand, capable attention to the smallest detail. Now, that's the Stones Funeral Home. Two locations with one funeral home to serve you better. One funeral home with two locations. 516 King Street in the city of Cocoa. 636-2344-2400 Stone Street, Melbourne, Florida. 727-9009. Now, area code is 321. Now, that's the Stones Funeral Home. One funeral home with two locations to serve you better. Stones Funeral Home, small enough to know you, they're large enough to serve you. And there's no substitute for experience at the Stones Funeral Home. Let them take care of your loved one. Stones Funeral Home is able, willing, ready, and know how to handle all of your funeral arrangements, shipping, cremation service. They can take care of it at the Stones Funeral Home. Going back into the program, play one of the latest and the greatest.
When it's over. in my race.
My race
has been run. That's when your
face
will be the first page.
Ooh, yes.
I wanna see. Oh yeah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
When I had no one to talk to, all of my friends
talk about it.
Sometimes they got just a little too busy for me, but I don't care about the things I've suffered down here on this old earth. 'Cause they really they don't bother me.
No, no.
You know why? Because listen, soon,
yes,
I'll be forever in your presence.
Yeah.
I know you will be there.
Ah, Sister Alfreda O'Connor goes out for you and all your family this morning. You can always reach us here at the station,
321-632-1510.
632-1510. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Thank you,
Lord. You see, Joe, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
All I want to do, I just
want to
see Jesus.
That man that bled and died on Calvary.
He suffered and died for me.
Jesus. He died. For us all, did you do it?
Suffered and died and carried that old rugged cross.
Oh.
All the way up to Calvary's hill.
They went to my heart, I know.
Oh, yeah. Just for you and me. Hallelujah. I want to see Jesus.
That man that had done nobody wrong.
Yeah. I want to see Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't care about nothing else.
Oh,
just
Jesus.
Let me see Jesus.
Got to see
my
as I got in the witness out there this morning, know the first play, first face.
My Lord, you know, there are a lot of things that have happened in my life.
Talk about it.
Sometimes I didn't know how I was going to make it. My burdens got so heavy.
Oh, I've been.
Oh, Mother Esther Walker, Brother Sam Montgomery, Sister Gloria.
Everything coming down on me at the same time.
Like
I just want to say, Lord, just take me on. But you know I got a little while longer.
Oh, he's able.
But you know I want to see that man. In those times when I was so down.
Oh, yeah.
He was right there to pick me up. He was right there by my bedside. He would hold my hand.
He won't
sometimes
leave
I have to cry all night long.
He won't
but
leave
I know
you.
I want to see Jesus.
I want to see it for myself one day.
My Lord. Everything has to wait. I want to see Jesus.
Yes.
I want to see
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Hey.
Jesus.
I want to see Jesus.
Wonderful Jesus.
It's all right. I want to see Jesus.
He's our precious King.
Yes, he is. I want to see Jesus.
That man.
Go there for Sister Isabel Young this morning.
Be the first place. I want
to
see.
Wonder what you're saying.
Oh Lord, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
My Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
bring you another word about my sponsor this morning, none other than Bayless Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work, owned and operated by Brother Johnny Fred Bailey, his senior, and we have Brother Johnny Fred Bailey Jr., located at 1305 Franklin Street in the city of Cocoa. Now, you can always give them a call at 636-3615. Now, you'll find friendly faces at Bailey. Stop in. Let him put you in that car. Yes, he can put you in that car that you have never owned. He specializes in collision work. You know, you had an accident, which we don't want, but if it happened, he'll take care of it. Check me out. Stop in. Let him take care of it. Well, you don't have a car? Well, that's no problem. He does have cars for sale. Cars for sale. New car, used car. He have the car that you long want to own. Check him out. Stop in. Tell him you heard me talking about him on the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour. It'll make a difference now if you tell him it. Or you can just call him. 636-3615. Area code is 321. That's Bailey's Used Car Auto Paint and Body Work. Just got one more, none other than Riverview Memorial Garden, the place where quality service is a must. Now, that's Riverview, owned and operated by Brother Duncan McKenzie, located at 3751 North Cocoa Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. You can always give him a call at 632-9050. Area code is 321. Now that's Riverview Memorial Garden, a place where quality and service is a must. Now they have burial plots there, mausoleum, grant, memorial benches, cremation service, and they also have marble grant headstone. Now call him if you would like to obtain one, and when you go back looking for your loved one, you'll know where they are. Check them out. Call him. And he does have records available, old records, for he have them available, and there's no charge. Sometimes we need a second one or we misplace one, whatever the problem is, you can call him and he'll give it to you, and it's no charge. That's Riverview Memorial Garden, the place where quality and service is a must. Check him out now. Stop in. I have one community announcement. The last Saturday gospel singing program will be held at Parker Memorial Missionary Baptist Church, and this will be on Saturday, January the 27th at 7 p.m. There will be quartets, group, gospel groups, and will be on the program. Now, you don't want to miss this. Go out and come celebrate Jesus in song. Now, you for more information, call 632-8048. Area code is 321. That's Parker Memorial is located at 4101 Mobile Avenue in the city of Cocoa. Always call them at 632-8040. Area code is 321. Going back into the program and play you one of the latest and the greatest. Now, Jesus is everywhere. This goes out for everybody this morning. Jesus is everywhere. Goes out for all the sick, the shut-in, all the bereaved family. Jesus is everywhere. Sister Martha McAllister, Sister Dr. Leggett, and Jesus is everywhere. Goes out for the William family, Merritt Island. Jesus is everywhere.
So glad that he cares.
No matter what you're going through, Jesus is everywhere.
Yeah. He knows just what to do. He'll be right there.
Mother Irene Brown, Mother Rose Wiggin.
When you're down to your last time.
Sister Gladys Clark, Jesus is everywhere. Let's lift all up in a prayer this morning, and the Mary Joyce Belgium family, the late, pray for Thanksgiving for our country, our children, and the unsaved. Let's lift them all up in prayer this morning. Pray for family unity. The President of the United States, all the military personnel, lift them up in prayer this morning, because we know who is in charge. He's everywhere at the same time. Mother Rose Wiggin just started our church home this morning. We're just going to celebrate Martin Luther King this morning. And we also going to celebrate Jesus. And we just want to come back this morning, just play something from way back and just touching bases this morning. I know you'll like it, because God is good to all of us.
God has been good to you. Me. think about how good God's been to me and where he brought me from. I don't have no time for foolishness, because I cannot live in sin. Feel my saving love. To this song, my soul get happy, and I just can't hold my peace. Yo! Lord been mighty good to me. Anybody here know God been good to you? Yo! God Almighty been my mother. He been my father. When my way got dark, he was bread when I was hungry. Yo! Anybody here love the Lord? Do you love him? Don't fool me now. Has he been good to you? Yeah! Hey!
Realistically, yes, sir. About that day when we will be victimized with what is life's final common denominator. That's something that we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. Every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want to say? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have three or four.
Now, Smith coming from the Center Pivot Ministerial Coalition. Together we win with love for humanity. It's the Center Pivot Ministerial Coalition Memorial Worship Service. Now, that would be on tonight. Yes, tonight at Zionox Primitive Baptist Church. And the message by Father Eden will be brought to you now by the Reverend David Bryant Sr., pastor of Greater St. Paul Baptist Church. And this will take place January the 14th, 2018 at 6 p.m. Fusion, the Ministerial Coalition Mass Choir, they will also perform for us on tonight. Now, tomorrow, the March Towards the Dream, that's Monday, January the 15th, 2018 at 10 p.m. At 2 p.m., Becky telling me now it's 2 p.m. Thank you. Monday, that's January the 15th, 2018 at 2 p.m. The guest speaker now will be Mrs. Samuel Brown Martin, the Rockledge Council 1, seat number 3. She will bring the message. The march will start at 2 p.m. March depart, as always, from the Provost Park downtown. And you don't want to miss this. If you can't walk, just meet us down there on tomorrow.
If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the Master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or your left side. Not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or your left side, not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition, but I just want to be there in love and in justice and in truth and in commitment to others so that we can make a...
Would it be grand? Oh Lord, won't that be grand? Won't it be grand? Oh Lord, oh my Lord. One day I'm going home to live with Jesus. Won't it be grand? Let me say that one more time, y'all. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Won't it be grand? Yeah, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Won't it be grand?
Goes out for Brother Charles Patton and Brother Joe Johnson, Melvin, here we go now.
Oh, Lord, won't it be grand? You see, my mama used to...
Oh, won't it be grand?
She would say a verse that says these words right here. Listen. Out in the sunshine, Lord, out in the rain, she was saying, I got to keep on walking. One day my walking shall not be in vain. She said, one day when it's all over, I'm going home to live with my Jesus. Oh, Lord, won't it be grand? Oh, yes, sir, won't it be grand, Lord? Then she would lift up her voice. Sometimes she would say, oh, oh, won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? She would say, when we all get together, won't that be grand? She said, one day when it's all over, I'm going home.
The clock on the wall says about my time to leave you this morning, but you have been tuned into the Space Coast Community Gospel Hour each Sunday morning from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. We thank you for being a part of us on today. Your host for the morning was Sister Laura Mann and co-host Sister Becky Mitchell. Call a friend, call a family member, call your enemies. Tell them the Space Coast Gospel Hour is still on. We haven't went anyways. We're still here. And we thank God for you. My listeners this morning, thank God for my sponsors. As we continue to start this 2018 year, and we thank God for you. Go to the church of your choice today. Church service all around. We have 8 a.m. service 11 a.m. service, and we have 10 a.m. service. Come, go to your church of your choice, whatever church, that's your choice. Play something old, play something new, play it all just for you. Made some sad, made some glad. Did the best I could with what I had. And you know the best is Jesus. Pleasant, good morning. But won't it be grand?
Oh, she said, want that? Won't it be grand? Oh, yes, sir. Oh, oh, my Lord. She said, when it's all over, I'm going home. Home to live. Live with Jesus. Oh, yes, sir. Won't it be grand? She had another verse she would say. She would tell me. You know she would say, I haven't always been up. She said, you know what she would tell them? Sometime I'm up.
Smile on your face, keep hope.